If you listen to my mitzvah, to love God, ule'avdo b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. Interesting phrase. Ule'avdo b'chol levavchem. Serve him with all your heart. A pashup shat, ule'avdo b'chol levavchem, I would say means, you know, do everything with all your heart. And the Ramban, in fact, in his famous response to the Rambam, who counts tefillah as a mitzvah, the Ramban says the pashup shat of the pasuk means ule'avdo b'chol levavchem, serve him with all your heart. The Sifri, though, the Medrash Halacha, understands it differently. And it quotes two opinions as to what Li'avdo means. The second opinion is what we're going to begin with, Li'avdo zu tefillah. And the Gemara says, how do I know it's tefillah? Maybe it means avoda mamish, like karbanos, etc. It says, v'chiyesh lo avoda balev. Is there a karbanos that one brings with one's heart? Hamatam od lomer lavdo b'chol levavchem zu tefillah. And of course, this Sifri is quoted in the Gemara in Tanis, where it says, Tanya Liava Sasham the Kem Lebakalbachma Ezoi Avoda Shi Balev Aviyom is it Tfila? Tfila is Avodas Hashem Shabalev. And because of this Medrash of Chazal, the Rambam counts Tfila, as we know, as a mitzvah, say the fifth. The Rambam, of course, doesn't do it in order of Parsha Shavu, he does it by importance. The fifth mitzvah is the tzivui of Tfila. Now what you learn from here about Tfila is that Tfila is meant to be Avodas Hashem Shabalev. Avodas Hashem Shabalev. Avoda. The Chovas HaLevavos writes, V'roi lecha achi sheteda. My brother, you should know, ki kavanatenu batfila, our goal when we daven, eina ki im klot ha-nefesh elokim v'kniyata lefanav. It's about the desire of our soul for God and our subjugation before Him. Tfila is less about what we need and more about our commitment to God, our recognition of our dependency on God. There's a very famous Gemara which I think summarizes all this very powerfully. And before we read it on the bottom of page one, I'll summarize page one in a second because everyone has Makaros now. We're short three or four. Mm-hmm. So people can shift a little bit just to share. Well, there'll be more afterwards. Shkoch Meir for being the first. Schmidt is the first Toran volunteer. And Meir is the first Sheet volunteer. Well, I think we need one more over here, right? We need one more over here to share. Okay. The Sifri, the first opinion it quotes Uliyavdo is Ze Talmud. Serving Hashem is learning Torah. The two most basic ways that a person every day consistently serves Hashem is Torah and Tefillah. Very interesting Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says Rav Asora Hamnuna, who was davening along Shimon Esri, and he criticized him and said, Menichen Chayolam Veloskim Chayesha. You're giving up on Torah, which is forever, not momentary, and getting involved in the needs of the moment. And then the Gemara says, "Vahu savar." He, Rav Hamnuna, did this because he held zman tefila l'chud v'zman Torah l'chud. Each of them has a place. Each of them are important. Zman tefila l'chud, zman Torah l'chud. And what this means, and we paskin this way, and it's not shaykh to paskin, is that tefila and Torah are each important aspects of avodat Hashem. And the difference between them is, Torah is where we enter into God's world. We study His wisdom. Tefila is where we bring our world to God, our needs, our dependency to God. The Rambam summarizes all this bottom of page one, the Mor Nevuchim. He says, "Vidash emase haavodas elu kulam." The goal of all these avodas we do, like kriyas haTorah, which he means Torah, tefillah, asos shara mitzvos, ein tachlis kavanosam, rak lehislami lehizazok b'mitzvos elokayis baruch v'lefnot miyizke olam. Torah, tefillah, mitzvos as a whole are a way to help us escape the mundane of this world and connect to God and the bigger picture. So on page one, if you take a look in the summary here, is tefillah is learned from the Avodah Chalavach, Avodah Shebalev, the source for the mitzvah, and helps us understand that it's a way of showing our commitment and our relationship with God. If you look back at the Sifri one more time, before we turn the page, the Sifri quotes Psukim that describe tefillah as Avodah. One of them is David HaMelech, Tehillim Kuf Mem Aleph, Tikon tfilati as ktoret lefanecha. Masat kapai minchat arev. Take my tfilah, my davening as ktoret and as a korban mincha. Tfilah as parallel and eventually replacing korbanos. If you look at the end of the Sifri, it says, Daniel spoke about pulchan, serving God. Do you have that in Bavel? Liavdos of tfilah. Kishem she'avodas mizbeach kriya avoda, kach tfilah kriya avoda. just like Karbanos Avoda, so too Tefillah's Avoda. On page 2, you have a lot of sources about this. The Pasuk of David HaMelech with my dashes helped make it clear. Tikon Tefilasi, Toret Lefanecha, Masat Kapai, Minchat Arev. Or the Pasuk in Hosea, which says, Unishal Mafarim Sfatenu, right? Count our lips as Parim, the Gemara in Yoma says. When you talk about, you dive into Hashem, it says, if you were Makav the Korbanos, the Gemara in Tanis, which says, had it not been for the Ma'amados, the Jewish people who would learn and daven as the Karbanos were being offered, the world wouldn't exist. So the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh when we don't have it? Kfar tikanti lehem seder Karbanos. Bizman shakorin behen lefanei ma'alei alechem kiru akrivim lefanei. When you daven the Karbanos, it's as if you've brought the Karbanos. That's why it's so important, of course, to say Karbanos. The Gemara in Brachos Lefavav, which talks about the halachic implications of tefillah being in the place of Karbanos, that tashlumin has to be in the same day. Shachar, Marav to Shachar, Shachar to Mincha, Mincha to Marav is a problem because of the issues of Tashlumin, at least to point to one sad, and the Gemara go fast through it because it's more the halachos. I think the significance of this, of Tefillah being Avodas Hashem, is that even though Tefillah is the act of petitioning God for our needs, it's not why we daven. Tefillah is Avodas Hashem, it's a way of committing ourselves to Hashem, it's a way of connecting to Hashem. The tzorech, the need, may be the content of the tefillah, but it's not the reason for the tefillah. And you see this through a lot of very interesting sources. Let's start with Bereishis Perek Aleph. It talks about on the third day the grass growing. Vatotse haaretz desha. Third day. But in Bereishis Perek Beis, it's talking about right before the creation of man, on Erev Shabbos, it says, v'chol eishav asadah terem yitzmach. The grass hadn't grown yet. How could that be? Asked the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach. So the Gemara says the grass grew to ground level, it's about to sprout. Until Adam came and davened for them. Meaning, God didn't have things grow until man was there to daven for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our tefillah. Tefillah is a goal in and of itself, and God waits to give in order for there to be a tefillah, not because the tefillah gets the tzorech, but the tzorech is there to create the tefillah. And to see the same idea, the Gemara in Yevamah Daf Samach Daled asks, why do we find the Avos, the Imos, were all barren? Meaning, God creates the tzorech in order to generate the tefillah, the goal of the tefillah. The Baal Shem Tov is a very powerful way of saying this. On the Pasuk of Ritzon Yerayav Yaseh, V'et Shavatam Yishma V'yoshim, he says, tzadikim, they wouldn't naturally daven or ask God for things. That's why Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, God creates some Ratzon, some need. Hashem Yitzbarach Oselem is a Ratzon. She'elem Ratzon L'shum Dover. They should want something. Kedei et shavatam yishma v'yoshiyim. Ki mitavel et tefilasin shal tzadikim. The tzadikim wouldn't ask for things. We know, whatever God gives me, He gives me. God creates the need. He creates a Ratzon so that can be tefillah. The tefillah is the goal. And this can help explain a very famous statement of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, based on the psukim of Eliyahu HaNavi in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches. Those who remember, Eliyahu HaNavi lived at a time of Achav, terrible Avodah Zarah, etc. And Eliyahu declared a famine. Perek Yud Ches, Hashem says to Eliyahu HaNavi, tell Achav it's time for the rain. Okay, so he knows it's time for the rain. And what he does to make a big statement about the fact that it's coming from Hashem, he does the very famous Baal versus God challenge on Har Carmel. Everyone remembers the story, they each build a mizbech, they each bring a korban. And before Eliyahu HaNavi offers his korban, it says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, he davened to Hashem, he said, Lokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Hayom Yivada ki Ata Elokim b'Yisrael, v'ani avdecho, aneini Hashem, aneini v'yedu ha'am yazah. What's he davening for? Hashem told him it's going to be rain. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes, Tefillah tzarech l'chol dover. Afal pishe nigzar me'Hashem yitzbarach. Everything requires tefillah. That really is the phrase. Tefillah tzarech l'chol dover. Even when Hashem tells it's going to happen. Halo tiri b'leyo anavi. It quotes the whole story there. Tefillah is our way of showing our recognition that things come from God, our dependency on God. And hopefully we can appreciate and show that without God reminding us of it by having there be something that we need that we don't have. The purpose is the tefillah, not the tzorech. And this can explain on page 4 an idea that appears in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mendalet. Yehuda says there are three things that lengthen a person's life. If he davens a long tefillah, if he sits properly and not fast at the table, and you know in the bathroom he sits properly also. So the Gemara says, is davening, a long davening, a good thing? We say, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, anyone who's marach b'tefillah will eventually be frustrated because it won't come true. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, three things are maskir in avonos shel adam when he's marach b'tefillah. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between being marach and me'ayin ba versus not being me'ayin ba. What does me'ayin ba mean? Rashi says, Omer belivo sheteyaso bakashas alafish espalo b'kavana. Person who davens thinking God is a gumball machine. You put in your coin, you turn, you get the gumball. A person who davens thinking, if I daven well, I'm going to get what I want. That is a terrible situation because then they start judging you and seeing whether you deserve it because you've put it on the line. We don't daven because we expect or even because we need something. We take advantage of our need as a basis to come to God. Rav Nachman Mibreslov said this regarding the formulation of the Mishnah in Brachos and in Avos about tefillah being tachanunim and not keva. Right? We have Rabbi Eliezer in Mishnah in Brachos, Osa tefillah so keva ain't tefillah so tachanunim. The Mishnah in Avos where Rabbi Shimon says, Al tas tefillatcha keva el arachamim v'tachanunim lefnei amakom baruch hu. Rav Nachman Mibreslov explained, what does this mean? Asur li adam la'amod atzma l'shum dover. You're not allowed to stand there and demand that Hashem do what you want. Person knows you come to God, you ask, he'll either give or he won't give. It's our way of recognizing the address of where things come from. This is Avoda Shebalev. Any questions on the first part of the shir? Yes?
Where in the text do you see Avraham Yaakov praying?
In the text, Yaakov, it's mentioned a couple times in playing, like before he met Esav, there's a whole tefillah.
I'm saying in the context of when Rachel was there and she comes in, she says, like, I need children. Kind of like, right. Like, am I God? I can't give
right.
Children. Doesn't seem as though he's praying there. Also,
who said he was? Who said he was praying there? I don't know that he was praying there.
Well, do we suggest that God made the Avod?
Right. Oh, Yitzchak, it says in the Torah he prayed.
Yeah,
because,
no,
it doesn't say that they prayed for that. We assume they did. Right? I don't know if it's that moment when Rachel came, but we assume they did. Right? Okay. this idea of tefillah being avoda lefnei Hashem, ula'avdo b'chol avavchem, can explain for us a number of halachot about tefillah that are expressive of it being lefnei Hashem. The first is, of course, the fact that we take three steps back and three steps forward. We're redefining the place where we daven as a place where the Shekhinah resides. Number two, when we bow, right, at the end of davening, we always bow to the left first, even though we usually go to the right first. And the explanation given in the Gemara in Yoma is?
It's Hashem's right.
It's Hashem's right. This explains also, it's how the Shibali Aleket explains, the Rambam, based on the Gemara, talks about the number of things you need to do in order to daven properly. Amida nochach hamikdash. Tikkun haguf, tikkun hamabushim, tikkun hamakom. You have to prepare the place for your tefillah. And it's usher to sit within dalet amos of where a person is davening. The Shibali Aleket explains, it's not because it'll disturb the person, let's say sitting behind him, but because the Shekhinah resides where a person is davening. It's not just a communication with God, it's a person standing before God. This explains on page 6, the Isser Hefsik, the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Bet, speaks about how, even if a king asks how you're doing, even if a snake is coiled up on your heel, you don't stop davening. Now, the halacha, we don't paskin that way. Meaning, the Gemara explains, this is talking about a king who won't kill you. This is talking about a snake that's not poisonous. So we don't paskin that this way. It's not Yorag Valiava. But the Gemara tells a story about a chassid echod, who actually functioned this way, a very powerful story. It says, Dachlam, it bezim, it bez. A minister walked by and said hello, below echzirlo, he didn't say anything. Him to not see him filas, so the Tsar waited. Afterwards he said, Reka, it says in the Torah, you have to take care, protect yourself. When you didn't answer me, I could have cut your head off, and who would have come after me for it? How could you endanger yourself this way? He said, can you wait for me to explain myself to you? Right? Give me a chance to explain. He said, if you were standing in front of the king, you're a minister, and one of your friends walked by, and you would say hello to him, what would happen to you? If the king would cut my head off. So he said, Kachani shayiti omid afnei melech malchei amlachim kadosh baruch hu, shuchai v'kayim la'aru la'omi olam ha'malachas kama v'kama. I'm standing before God. Am I going to say hello to somebody else? While I'm talking to God, while I'm standing before God, not just talking to God, but standing before God. And this sense of people taking God things seriously, a very powerful notion. There's a story I'm going to quote wrong about the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe, that part's right, the Riatz. If you've ever heard of him, the Riatz was a very challenging time. He lived in the time of communism in the Soviet Union. Even though he had the chance to get out, he actually was out, he went back to try and help in the going through religious persecution. So he kept teaching Torah and doing things, even though he kept being warned. So finally the KGB came to him and said, you're not afraid? Look, what's wrong with you? We're just going to send you to Siberia. So he said, you're a person with one world and two gods. I'm a person with two worlds and one God. There's nothing you can do to scare me. But the sense that a person has of this reliance and belief in a real way. The Derech Hashem therefore writes, it's a chesed that Hashem gives us the ability to speak to him. We really are speaking to him, and that's why it's Asur Lahafsek Boklal. So people are always talking about, you know, what kind of hefsek you can do, you can motion, you can this, you can that. If a person understood that for God, they wouldn't have a question of motioning, etc. The last thing, which it may be the most important aspect of this, is the importance of Kavanah. The Yerushalmi, according to some Girsos, asks, Ezehu Avodah Shebalev, Haviyomer Zot Tefillah B'Kavanah. Meaning, a person who can rattle off all the davening but doesn't have kavanah, that's not avodah shebalev. We all know, not ourselves, how other people can do tefillah in a way that has nothing to do with the heart, right? We've never had that experience, but we've heard from other people that it's possible. If tefillah is about the connection with God, it's not a ritual through speaking, it's something that hinges on the heart being reflective. The Rambam writes this very powerfully in Hilchas Tefillah Perek Daled. He says, Kavana Salev Ketzar. He talks about all the things needed for tefillah. Kol tefillah, she'ena bekavana, ena tefillah. It doesn't mean it's not a good tefillah. It's simply not a tefillah. You understand the point? It's not a bad tefillah. It's not a tefillah. And therefore, imit palo belo kavana, chozu mispalo bekavana. You got now daven again. Now, the Shulchan Aruch passes in this way and says, we're not makbid for this. You know why? We'd be davening all day. That's pretty sad, right? Again, if you daven without kavanah and you feel now you're ready to do it, you definitely should daven again because you didn't daven. And therefore, matzadata mishubeshes v'libo Torah. Let's say you can't focus. Osir lo lehispalo. Not, you know, osir. Achet isyashiv dato. Lefika chabamin aderech v'hu oyef omeitz. A person who comes from a trip and he's tired or pained. Osir lo lehispalo. Just have to osir lo. Amru chachamim, therefore. Yisha shloshu yomim achet yinu of this garadat v'hispalo. You could say, person's not focused, you should wait an hour, 2 hours, 3 days. That means you're missing davening for 3 days. If you can't focus, what are you davening? And you're spoiling the whole concept of what davening is if you get used to davening incorrectly. If you know anyone who may have davened many times, many years in a way that's meaningless, you can realize people get used to it being meaningless. Better not to daven than turn it into meaningless. Kate said, Haya hiya kavana. What is kavana? Shiefana es libo mikola machshavos. You remove all the thoughts from your heart. The Yirat Moki Iluhu Omid Lefnei Hashchina. He should see himself that he's standing before God. So all this, more or less, is stuff we know, right? Easier known than done. How many people here don't have a problem doing this? That's my point. I don't know if you have to raise your hand right there. How many people don't have a problem doing this? You understand my point? Yeah. This is very hard. So again, if tefillah was eating matzah, you could say ideally a person should have some kavanah, you know, eating matzah, should be, you know, lechem oni, ki b'chi pasun, yitzan mitzrayim, that's ideal, you should think about it, but if not, you ate the matzah. Tefillah, we all know how terrible it feels to daven and not daven. And it should feel that way, terrible. It's not like an episode, a little added thing. And what makes it harder, tefillah, than matzah, is matzah you do once a year, it's like a big deal. Tefillah you do 3 times a day. 3 times a day of meaninglessness. That's hard to swallow. No pun in relation to the matzah intended. So, I think there are a couple of difficulties with this that I want to address and give ourselves a chance to have a prayer. People got the double entendre, right? we have a prayer. Tefillah was difficult in the past too. There were two reasons it was difficult in the past, and a third reason that existed in the past and exists much more today. The first is for a person to feel any relationship with God. We've never met God. Except for Appel. You met God, right? The rest of us have never met God. And so the notion that we're communicating with Him is very hard. It's one thing to imagine God exists and thank Him for what He does for us, but, you know, communicate? Talk to God? Who that? Which is why the Christians turn Him into a dude, right? And put Him there on a thingy-dingy. Because, you know, okay, God, you know, the dude on the dinghy. I can get that, right? But this, you know, God thing? So it might be convenient and easier for us to turn God into something else. It's just one problem. You're turning God into something else. So it's hard for us to imagine God and therefore communicate with God. I think the answer to this first problem is the second problem. The second problem is, even if we had the dude on the dinghy, okay? The question is whether we really feel that we're dependent upon. Do we really feel a relationship on any level? And this is a very, very important thing to remind ourselves. Everybody knows what it's like to feel helpless, to feel the need for help. Those two different things. That's a very healthy emotion. In fact, as we said earlier, God sometimes generates that so we can feel Him. Nothing like that, right? There's nothing like the feeling of God a person has, despite the fact that we never met Him, blah, 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 that a person has when they have a need. And this balance between, on the one hand, appreciating that we are responsible and accomplish a lot of what we accomplish through our own efforts, but the recognition that it depends on God to give it to us, is a very interesting duality and a very hard one to appreciate, but one we have no choice but to deal with. And the one that expresses it very well is the Gemara Nidadav Ayin on page 7. The Gemara there asks three questions. The first one is, Ma yas adam v'yachtam? What should a person do to be smart? Fifth line, Ma yas adam v'yit asher? What should a person do to be rich? Eighth line, Ma yas adam v'yulo banim scharm? What should a person do and have good children? So the first answer is, Yarba b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schor. You want to be smart? Learn, study. The answer to the second question is, Yarba b'schorah v'yitiv yisiv yitim b'emun. You want to be rich? Do a lot of business dealings. The last one, Banim scharim, Yisa isheho again aslo. Marry a good woman. And have your bia to be about meaningful things. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, about each of these. Same question. Top of the page. Amru, people responded, Harbi Yasu came to Lohoilahem. A lot of people studied and didn't become smart. Fifth line. Harbi Yasu came to Lohoilahem. A lot of people did business, didn't become rich. Second to last line. Harbi Yasu came to Lohoilahem regarding the children. Elo, Yivakshu Rachamim, Mimisha Chachm Shalom. Daven to the one who has Chachma Osher and gives children. So the Gemara says, well, if you're davening, so then what's the point of the first part? Kamash malan dahav b'loha lo sagi. That you need both. A person who genuinely relies on God but doesn't do anything won't get anywhere. A person who genuinely works but doesn't rely on God won't get there either. And more importantly, won't get there. Won't be able to build an appreciation with God. This is problem number two. But I saved the biggest problem for last. What is the biggest problem we have that makes tefillah difficult? Anyone?
Distraction.
Right. I use a different word, focus. The ability to focus. Now what's interesting is, it pays people to have some time to read the piece on the bottom of page 7 of the Chovas HaLevavos. This page was written long before the internet. Long before cell phones. Long before telephones. Telegraphs. It's good because you can realize it's a built-in problem. Obviously, all the things I just mentioned make this problem worse, but it's a built-in problem. It says, Kasher Yireh, Ki Ata Rotzeh Lefanos Es Libcha La'olamcha. When the Yetzer sees that you want to focus yourself on what you need to focus on, B'tzvilas Chovo Rishos, or B'eisha Atakori B'Torah, you want to learn Torah, or you want to learn some kind of important Chachma of Amuna and Moser, Mival B'lotcha. He gets you all blululu. Umatrit Libcha. He starts getting you focused and busy and distracted. B'divrei ha'olam b'scharos. He'll start getting you into all the things, the investments. Mekach u'memka rebech v'hefsid. V'yom alecha achacha. Then he'll tell you, you have to make some time, right, to deal with all these issues. And he keeps talking about all the different things that pop into your mind when you try to focus. He gives a whole list of all the different things that somehow make it into your mind as soon as you want to focus on something important. The point is that there's a natural anti, whether you call it the Yetzer Hara or what's built into ourselves, about focus. When focus is basically trying to clear your mind. When you clear your mind, there's a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. Everything piles in. Which is why tefillah is so wonderful. Because without tefillah, we wouldn't have any time all day to think about all the things we want to think about. Isn't it great that we have three times a day that we can review all the things in our life? How am I packing? Who do I still need to talk to? How much money do I need to change? When do I need to do my check-in? It's great! Jews are so lucky they have three times a day to clear their mind from everything else and focus on all the things they need to think about. So again, whether it's a natural thing or not. Now again, add to that the internet. What I mean by the internet, I don't mean pornography, which obviously is a terrible thing because it's a powerful images that come in anytime you think about something, but communications. You're dealing with so much more things, so much more constantly. Meaning, a person 200 years ago, even 150 years ago, I'm going, 200 years, how many people did they interact with? How many thoughts did they have on their mind? How many news articles are they reading? How many people are they communicating with by WhatsApp, phone, telegraph? Nothing! Hey, Bobby Jean. You're saying you saw three farmers in the course of the day. Hello, hello. Maybe you had a meaningful conversation. Today, it's right? Now, what's interesting is, of course, our Torah is timeless. The issues are timeless, even if more intensive today, and it's already discussed on page 8, where instead of just giving problems, I want to give some solutions. The first is a very powerful explanation of the Maharal for a Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches that seems technical. Amar Reb Chista, La'olam yikanes adam shnei p'tachim bebeis ha-knesses. A person should enter into shul the distance of two doorways. They used to have like a atrium, like a lobby area, so you go two lobby areas in. Shnei p'sachim sakadai, are there really two entrances? The aim is sheer shnei p'sachim. Some shuls actually have two entrances. That reason, okay. The Maharal explains the significance. He says like this. The first petach means separating yourself from what's on the outside. The second one is focusing and moving yourself towards what you want to focus on. And this is an excellent paradigm for the stages of moving towards a Kodesh Baruch. The first step is that a person has to remove, walk away from everything else. If you walk into shul to daven, still carrying with you everything else, there's no way you can get to God. Once you separate yourself from everything else, you can then start focusing the second petach on focusing on God. And I want to take this a little further now by talking about the way the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachos, the fifth parak of Brachos, talks about the Amida lehispalo, Ein Omdin lehispalo. Okay, imagine, right? You are sitting Birchas Kriyashma, and you stand up to daven. Omdin lehispalo is the phrase used by the Mishnah in the Gemara. So first it says, Ein Omdin lehispalo el mitoch kovid rosh. Person stands up to daven with a focus of seriousness. This is where it says, the Chassidim Rishonim would prepare themselves for an hour, etc. What does this mean? So the Gemara first on Lamed Aleph says, Ein Omdin lehispalo. Lomitoch atzus, lomitoch atzus, lomitoch schok, lomitoch sicha, lomitoch kalas rosh, lomitoch tvarim betelim, elimitoch simcha shal mitzvah. Here the Gemara is talking about that a person is focused on the right kinds of things, meaning not a sadness or a laziness or a joking. Because if a person is in the wrong mindset, you can't get to a tefillah mindset. But then the Gemara makes another point. Ein umdin lehisfalo. Lo mitoch din v'lo mitoch dvar alocha. Those are good things, right? Din and dvar alocha. El mitoch alocha psukah. You have to have learned something where you finish the sugya. Why? It's understandable. If you're in the middle of something, you know, it could be a good thing, but you're in the middle of something. And what we're learning here is that a person has to be in a mindset of seriousness and has to be in a mindset of the ability to clear away. And I want to talk about two different types of tefillahs. Shachris versus Mincha and Maariv. The Gemara talks about how before you daven Shachris, you shouldn't say hello to anyone. Now the technical explanation the Gemara gives for this is, it's not nice to say hello to other people before you say hello to God, right? That's why the Gemara says if you're walking on the street to shul and you see someone, you can say hello because you're not looking to say hello. The point is to go visit someone, to go do something else. So that definitely is a problem. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is if you turn on your phone before Shacharis and you see 20 conversations and 15 emails, that's 20 conversations and 15 emails you have on your head as you're trying to clear your head and stand before God. Now, the truth is when most people wake up in the morning, they already have a lot of thoughts on their mind. The best thing to do is to write those thoughts down on a piece of paper. I need to call my aunt. I need to, get the lock for my suitcase. I need to, write them down on a piece of paper. Put them aside. Don't do it, because if you call your aunt, you get into the conversation with your aunt and just write them down on a piece of paper. Done, on the side. Don't turn your phone on until after davening. If you get used to doing that, and the world knows you do that, and there's nothing, and people know, I'm not available till after. Meaning, instead of waking up at 7, I wake up at 8. I wake up at 8. And Baruch Hashem WhatsApp has that great feature, good and bad, right? The blue checks. Or the one check. If your phone is off, it's one check. Mamish. It's three different darugas written by Alamdin. WhatsApp written by Alamdin. I have two words on WhatsApp. First of all, it's written by Alamdin. The second is written by a man. How do you know WhatsApp is made by a man? Number one, you can set your status and it's that way until you change it. You'll see when you get married. A man thinks, I told my wife 26 years ago I love her. I'll let her know if it changes. Status is checked. And number two, you have those images. You can send a picture. I'm not going to say I love you. You can just send a picture. It helps you not have to say things. Men. It's written by a Lamdanisha man. What's that? So that's as far as Shacharis. People should get used to not starting their day and their issues until after Shacharis. It'll help you a lot. And Shacharis is the easiest tefillah to focus on if you have the best starting point for it. When it says, Lomitoch din, Lomitoch dvar halacha, Lomitoch natar mashachris. Mainly. Mincha and Maariv are, of course, bigger challenges. And that's why it's critical to not roll into Mincha having just been out with your buddies. Instead of saying, we're hanging out, we're making jokes. Mincha! It has to be a closure, halacha psuka, and a simcha shel mitzvah. That has to be simcha, because you want it with the shechina, it's got to be simcha, right? But shel mitzvah. This is the hardest thing. The hardest thing we have is not focusing on God, it's focusing at all. God adds a second challenging dimension to it. To remind ourselves of where God is in our lives. I want to give us all the bracha that we shouldn't require God to give us reasons to remember Him. We should remember based upon what we already have. And number two, to work on the ability to focus, to understand what distracts us, to work on that. Because just vertlach, tefillah is important, it's a mitzvah, that's not going to help you get anywhere. And just vertlach about how terrible shifa zera is not going to help you get past that either. You've got to figure out what brings, how do I do, what do I do. That's what's very important here. In order to have a prayer, you've got to think about these things. Right, Mr. Sittler? Anyone who didn't get makoros, there's more by the machine, I think. I just have to go up eventually. And you can come to me and take. In the next few days, I look forward to talking to everyone. Amir Tashem, personally, I'm going one by one. No water, just...